Today's share in the Deer Show Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Mem Zayin Omid Aleph. In the second volume of Mishnah Berurah, we begin Simen Reish Lamed Gimel, which actually deals with the actual time a person is supposed to daven mincha. And the Mechaber starts off and he tells us, Mishim Espal Tvilas HaMincha, somebody's davening mincha, La'achar Sheish Shos U'Mechza, after 6.5 hours into the day, a half an hour after Chatzos. Again, let's divide our day up into a classical, which never occurs, 12-hour day, 12 hours of sunlight, 12 hours of darkness. Let's assume that sunlight starts at 6 a.m. That's when we have Neitzachama. And let's assume that the Shkia, the sun, is setting at 6 p.m. So in our classical 12-hour day, let's assume that Chatzos is exactly at 12 noon. And therefore, one would only be allowed to daven mincha at the earliest at 6 hours and a half into the day, which would be 12:30 in our idealized day. So the Mechaber is telling us, if somebody davens at 12:30 and onwards, between 12:30 and 6 p.m., that person would be yotze. He fulfills his obligation. However, that's somewhat of a lashon of bidyevet. The ikar's mana, the Mechaber is telling us, however, the optimal time, best time, for a person to daven mincha is mitesha shor sumechza, from 9.5 hours into the day. Again, in our idealized day, that would be from 3:30 until 6 p.m. At least according to the opinion that you go until Shkia. We'll see that this is a machlokas in a moment. So you daven from 3:30 ulamala, and thereafterwards ad halayla l'rabbanon, until nightfall for the rabbanon, which would be the coming of the Shkia, which is 6 p.m. and ulurabi Yehuda ad plag hamincha. Now this is a famous machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim as to when the day is over. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that it ends at Plag HaMincha. Plag HaMincha is literally half of the Mincha. We just explained that the Ikar Zman is from 3:30 until 6, which is a 2.5 hour period of time, and that time is called Mincha Ketana. And Plag, which literally means a part or a half of that, would be 1 1/4 hours, half of 2.5 hours. So Plag HaMincha would be 4:45, 1 hour and 15 minutes after 3:30 in our idealized 12-hour day. So according to Rav Yehuda, that is the end of the day. That is the last time that you can daven mincha, is until Plag HaMincha. So you can daven from 12:30 in the afternoon until 4:45. And that's the end of Zman Mincha, according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to the Chachamim, you have until Shkia, which is 6 o'clock in our idealized day. So therefore, according to the Rabbanon, you can daven mincha, ideally, Ikar Zmana, is from 3:30 until 6. Well, Rabbi Yehuda, at Plag HaMincha, would be from 3:30 until 4:45. Shehu ad sof yud aleph shos, which is till the end of the 11th hour of the day, which would be 5 o'clock, chaser revia, less a quarter, less 15 minutes, so until 4:45, as I just said. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Aleph explains, the tefilas ha-mincha kineged tamid shel ben arba'im tiknua. The rabbi set up davening mincha as a replacement, or nowadays we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, as an option, so to say, instead of bringing the Korban Tomid, Shalbein Arbaim, the afternoon Korban Tomid, so they said that we instead will daven Mincha. Uzman Shchitasu Midaraisa, according to this understanding, the Zman of Shchita of the Korban Tomid Shalbein Arbaim is in the afternoon, Hatzchaloso Achar Sheish Shol Sumechza. This time is after 6.5 hours into the day. Now, according to this simple reading over here, this is a Din Daraisa. That implies over here that you actually cannot bring the Korban Tomid Shalbein Harbayim before 6.5 hours into the day, before 12:30 in our idealized day. Now, if you look at Deir Shufut number 11, he says that there is a huge machlokus over here as to seemingly a stira within Rashi that is brought down by Rabbi Kiva Eger, where Rashi in one place says that Midaraisa it's 12:30, whereas Rashi elsewhere seems to say that Midaraisa could be from noon, and it's only 12:30 midrabbanan, because we're not sure exactly when noon is. They didn't have digital clocks. They looked up at the sky, so you waited till the sun was somewhat more in the western part of the sky, and you can guarantee when it was half an hour past 12 that it no longer was midday, or that it was earlier than midday, and now you could definitely say it's Bein Horabayim. So this is a machlokas to whether this din of 12:30 is an issur d'oraisa or an issur d'rabbanan over here to daven mincha before then. This has a huge nafka mina, is what happens if somebody did daven mincha between 12 and 12:30. And Deir Shufut number 12 brings down from this same Shaar Tzion over here, in the name of Chaim Kanievsky, and he says, Shesofik brachos l'hokel, in general, we apply this rule that when you're in doubt about a bracha d'oraisa, you go l'chumra, but when you doubt about a bracha the rabbanon, which is most brachos, you go l'hakel, and therefore, if you daven mincha between 12 and 12:30, you wouldn't go and repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. However, he says, af royal is spala b'toros nadova, but you could daven again theoretically at tfilas nadova. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says that this period of time is the Hainu Chatzi Shoa Achar Chatzos HaYom, which is 12:30, half an hour after midday, in our idealized day. V'rak Mishum Kidei Sheyucholim L'Hakriv Korbanos Yochid Mikodem, but since a person could bring a Korban Yochid before then, Sha'achar HaTomid Shobein Arbaim also L'Hakriv Kshum Korban, and it's only after the Korban Tomid that you don't bring other personal Korbanos, and therefore, since you could bring personal Korbanos before the Korban Tomid Shobein Arbaim, therefore, L'Kain Hayu Ma'achrin HaKrivoso, therefore, they would delay the bringing of the Korban Mincha and not say Zerizim Makdimim and do it immediately at 12:30 every day, and every day B'choyom Ad Teisha Shos U'Mechza, they would wait until 3:30 in the afternoon to go and bring the Korban Mincha. Tishuvah number one brings the Shchit and the Zriko was actually done at 2:30 in the afternoon. It's only the actual bringing it up on the Mizbeach that was done at 3:30. The one exception, the Mishnah Berurah continues, he says, Levad Erev Pesach, Shecholios Be'Erev Shabbos, when Erev Pesach is on Erev Shabbos, and therefore, Sheyushochtin HaTomid B'Shei Shos U'Mechza, then they would shecht the Korban Tomid earlier, in order that you can have the Korban Pesach afterwards. V'alkein, Ikers Man Tfilas HaMincha L'Chadchila Hu Miteisha U'Mechza L'Mala. And that's why the regular, normal time for the bringing of the Korban Tomid Shobein HaRabayim was at 3:30 in the afternoon, and therefore, that's why we daven Mincha. That's why the Ikers Man, according to this opinion in the Mechaber, is to daven mincha, what we call mincha ketana, from 3:30 until either 4:45 like Yehuda, or until 6 o'clock like the Chachamim. And this is keneged hatomid shu yimakriv mechol hayom. That's what mincha is. So the mincha that we daven is keneged the tomid shu bein harbayim. Again, it has nothing to do with a korban mincha. Korban mincha is a totally separate offering. But our tfilas mincha is keneged the korban of the tomid shu bein harbayim. That's incidentally because we just said on Erev Pesach Shecholios B'Shabbos they would bring the Korban Tomid Shobein Arbayim earlier, so some have the custom that they bedafka daven Mincha Gedola on Erev Pesach. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues. He says, Mikol Mokum, Mispalo, Mishesh, Umerzo, L'mal Yotza. But since you could bring the Tomid Shobein Arbayim from 6.5 hours into the day, from 12:30, therefore, Bidi Eved, you are Yotze if you bring it then. Because certainly on a deraisa and certainly at least at the rabbanon level, you can start davening from 12:30 and onwards. Then he brings down the Mishnah Berurah that there are those that disagree with this mechaber who says that the ikar zman is from 3:30 and onward, from 9.5 hours to today, and they say lechatchila it's perfectly acceptable to daven mincha gedola from 12:30 in the day. And he brings this down in Oz Gimel in the Shaar HaTzion. This is the opinion of the Rosh and the Tor, and possibly as well the opinion of the Vilna Gaon. However, in Deir Shifut number 7, he brings down from the Sefer Hilchos HaGro Min Hagov that he says in the Shnos Elio as well, that Rak Bishas HaTchak Yochol Espal Mincha Gdol. The Vilna Gaon's opinion was not so clear-cut that L'chatchili could do this, he said, only under extenuating circumstances. In any event, you have these two opinions, that you can l'chatchila daven from 12:30 if you want. Others say it's only b'di'evit from 12:30, but everybody agrees that you are yotze if you did daven tfilas mincha from 12:30 and onwards. And the Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, V'alkol ponim, imrotze l'achol, olotze saderach, if a person plans on eating, wants to have a big meal, or he wants to go on the road, oh, sha'ato yuchal espal imatzibur, right now there's a minyan, but there won't be a minyan later on. V'nyamtin ala mincha ketan, if you wait till the, quote, ikar zman, according to this opinion of the Chaber, lo yelo minyan, so you could daven now at 12:30 with a minyan, or you could daven at 3:30 b'yachidus. In all of these situations, l'kuli yamu mutal espal l'chatchil, l'mishay shosu mechzu l'mala, then you certainly can, according to all opinions, daven at 12:30 without any concerns whatsoever. L'chatchila, that would be perfectly acceptable. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Beis, he says that if you did daven, according to everybody, from 12:30 onwards, you're yotze. Mashal d'mikodem l'chein lo yotze afilu b'di'evet. That would imply that before 12:30 you would not be yotze, even b'di'evet. And kach kosov mogen avram, v'derech hachaim, and the Birkei Yosef, the Mishnah Berurah brings down. Those are those opinions as well. However, v'yesh me'achronim d'sfirulu, there are those achronim that say, daf l'chachil osu l'spalu kodem shenishlam achatzi shor sha'achar chatzos. Why, you should certainly not daven l'chachila before 12:30. However, if you did daven before 12:30, b'kol mokum b'di'evit sh'spalu b'zu achatzi shor, lo yispalu shenis. If you daven between 12 and 12:30, tfilas mincha, you shouldn't daven a second time. Dishavu number 8 says you shouldn't even start ashrei. Is brought down in the name of Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, shouldn't even start Ashrei before 12:30. He says from the Minchas Yitzchak, Dayin Weizatzal, that Bishas Atchak, if it's a tainis, you could possibly do the laning before then, but you certainly shouldn't really start the Shemoneh Esrei before 12:30. Dish of footnote 9 brings down from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal that if a person mistakenly started beforehand and only realized it in the middle, he doesn't have to stop Shemoneh Esrei. He's allowed to finish Shemoneh Esrei because Bidyevet, that is an acceptable time, albeit it's really, really Bidyevet. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, V'da de Masha Kosev ad halayla l'rabbanon lav davka. And that's what we said, that you go from this Mincha Ketana, Iker Zman, 3:30, until nighttime, ad halayla l'rabbanon, that's lav davka. It doesn't really mean nighttime. Dola erech, Reva Shah, Kodim, Tseyesa Kochavim, L'kuli Yama B'chal B'nei Shmashasu. Because everybody agrees that the 15 minutes or so, the quarter hour before that it's Tseisa Kochavim, that's Beina Shmashos, and Kidilakama Besimin Reish Samachalav, Ainless Spala Minchoz, you're not supposed to daven Mincha in the Beina Shmashos period of time. And therefore, Ayin Lakaman, Lakami Bahagosh, Shnia, Masha Kosavnu, Beinion Zelamaisa. We'll see what this turns out, Nafkamina, practically in the Ramah momentarily. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Gimel writes, Shehu Atsov, that this period of time, according to the Rav Yehuda, is until 4:45, 11 hours less a quarter of the day, which is in our idealized day, 5 o'clock is 11 hours, and less a quarter is 4:45. And the Mishnah says, Shazman Mincha Ketana, who stay shows from Mech. So the time for Mincha Ketana is 2.5 hours, again, 3:30 to 6 in our idealized day. That Lomitesha shows from Mech, that Sofia be shows from 9.5 to 12 hours of the day. The Nimsa, the Plag HaMincha, half of that, who shah Shlema, is a full hour of Od Revia and 15 minutes. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagor. When we calculate a hour, we calculate it as a perfect 1/12 of the daylight time. And he says, whether the day is longer in the summer, for example, we count it as a 12 time periods. And these are called time hours. And whenever the rabbis have hours, they calculate by hours, they're always going by these time-dependent hours. Now, what do I mean by that? So in our idealized day, which starts at 6 a.m. and ends at 6 p.m., there's 12 hours of daylight, and therefore you divide that by 12, every hour is literally 1 hour. The shosmanios are the actual 1 hour, 60-minute hours. But if the day, for example, were to start at 3 a.m., light started at 3 a.m., and the sun went down at 9 p.m., we would have 18 hours of daylight. Now, that would translate, when you divide that by 12, into each Shah's Mania being 1.5 hours, because you have 12 times 1.5, that equals 18 hours. So in this day, your first hour would be from 3 a.m. to 4:30, not 3 a.m. to 4 a.m. Your second hour would be from 4:30 to 6, and so on and so on. That would be in the day that had 18 hours. Vice versa, if a day started only at 9 a.m. and were to end at 3 p.m., so you'd only have 6 hours of actual daylight, so each Shah's Mania of time would actually only be 30 minutes, because if you divide 6 hours by 12, each quote, halachic hour would only be 30 minutes. And this is true for the entire year. When you go from the spring and the autumn equinox, and each day is roughly 12 hours, 12 hours a day, 12 hours a night. When you go to the solstice in December and in June, when the days are much longer or shorter, respectively, winter and summer, so then the Shah's Manios will be significantly different. In the New York area, the longest an hour ever really is, the Shah's Mani is about an hour and 12 minutes. And the shortest it ever is about 48 minutes. So you have to calculate this. You multiply that by 12, and that breaks up the day into the Shah's Manios. I know that's a little bit complicated if you're not familiar with this, but let's go on weiter. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Dalet explains, Hainu, kol cheshbon hashos hanal, all the counting of the hours, bein l'mincha gedola, whether you're calculating 12:30, bein l'mincha ketana, uplaga mincha, whether it's the mincha ketana 2.5 hours before sunset, or the plaga mincha, which is 1 hour 15 minutes over here, half of the mincha ketana, the cheshvinim b'shos hayom, when you're calculating these out, all these times, that's why I keep on saying my idealized day, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., so the Shah's Manios are exactly the same as a real hour. It makes it easier to work with. But in real life, all year long, so you're not going to have these idealized 12 hours day, 12 hours of daylight, 12 hours of darkness. And therefore, you have to divide the entire daylight period of time up into 12 equal parts. And the kol chelek nikra shah. And every one of these hours in halacha is called a halachic hour, a shah's manios. V'api shah's elu. And it's based upon these shah's manios, kavin and zman mincha l'chol niskaleah. All of the numbers that we've been using, the 9.5 hours in today, the 12, 6.5 hours in today, the 12 hours into the day, that's all based upon these shah's manios. Vishir Yud Bei Shos Hayom Dimsharinambo, and these 12 component parts, Yesh Machlokas Ben HaPoskim. There is a famous Machlokas over here amongst the Poskim as to when you start the day and when you end the day, so you know how to break it up into 12 equal parts. Number one, the Eish Omrim Dechashvinon Me'amud HaShachar Tzesol Kochavim. There's one period opinion that says you go from dawn until the nightfall, which is defined as the stars coming out, which is an earlier period of time and a later period of time. Umimela, according to this, Rabbi Yehuda, Mutal Ispala Mincha at Shah Revi'a Kodim Tzesa Kochavim. According to Rabbi Yehuda's opinion over here of Plaga Mincha, that's 1 hour, Shos Manios, and 15 minutes of Shos Manios before the stars come out. Ulu Rabbanan ad alayla. And according to Rabbanan, it would be all the way until nightfall, until the stars come out. V'chanal b'sif beiz, sif cotton beiz. V'kach stam ha-mechaber b'simen zeh l'kamim sin tofim em gimel. And this seems to be the stam opinion of the mechaber. But the other opinion is, v'yeish omrim d'chashbina na'yud beiz shos, that you count the 12 equal parts of the day, mineitza chama, from the sun's rise, at shkiyosa, until the sun's setting. And according to this, according to this, Rav Yehuda's time is 1 hour and 15 minutes before the Shkia. Again, Shos Manios. And according to Rabbanan, until the Shkia. So there's a fundamental machlokes difference between the opinion that says you go from dawn until the stars come out versus you go from sunrise until sunset. And this gives rise, no pun intended, to the different opinions known as the Zman Kriyashma according to the Morgan of Ram, and Zman Tvila according to the Morgan of Ram, versus the Zman Tvila according to the Vilna Gaon. These are the two names that are given to these two shitas, but there are many, many other opinions besides the Morgan of Ram and the Gra involved. How do we paskin over here between Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim? So the Mechaber continues and he writes, Vasikna halach lemaisa, the Ovid Kamar Ovad, or the Ovid Kamar Ovad. A person has the right to choose whichever way he wishes to follow here. The rabbis never clearly defined the halacha as being like the Rav Yehuda or being like the Chachamim. And if you wish to follow Rav Yehuda's opinion, gezunt dehet. It's always mincha until plaga mincha. And if you wish to follow the Chachamim's opinion, gezunt dehet. It's till, quote, laila, either until shkia or until tzeisa kochavim. However, the Mechaber says, "Hu shiyasa la'olam kichad minayu." You can't keep on switching around. You got to pick one of these two opinions and hold like that all the time. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot, and he explains, "Yesh l'kol echad mishneim kula v'chumra." By holding like Rav Yehuda or the Chachamim, it's going to be a kula and a chumra at the same time. What does that mean? Haynu, d'linya mincha, according to when you can daven mincha until das Rav Yehuda ain't well l'chumra. Rav Yehuda is the more strict opinion. You can only daven until plaga mincha. Deinu l'spal mincha, rakat plaga mincha. Abo mimeila, therefore, as a result, however, yesh kula l'yin marav. There's a big kula in regards to marav, the misham ve'elech, nafshel kelayla. From after the plaga mincha, it's now called nighttime, and you can daven marav. Ulinyin shiuchal l'spal tfilas marav, which is shmonesre, hen rakat tfila atzmo, because you can't say kriyashma, dilu zman kriyashma, shalavis l'kuli amma b'tzeis l'chavmo. So you could daven marav from plaga mincha, albeit you have to repeat kriyashma after it's definitely night, as we'll learn in Simon Reish Lamed Hay. So that's a kula and a chumra. Mincha, it's a chumra. Marav, it's a kula. L'Rabban, and vice versa. Heavy kula, linyan tfilas mincha, d'mispala no erev. According to Racham's opinion, mincha's the kula, you can daven it until a much later period of time. However, that turns out, mimela, chumra, linyan tfilas harav, harav, d'ain ispala kolam chashecha. That turns out to be a chumra in regards to marav, that you can't daven marav until it's definitely no longer zman mincha, either by the shkia or by tzeis ha-kochavim. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Vav says you should pick one and go with that consistently. Pirush, shelo yino pam kachu pam kach. You shouldn't say Monday I'll do it like Rav Yehuda, Tuesday I'll do it like the Chachamim, Wednesday I'll go back to Rav Yehuda. Mishum dehevi tarti desasu, because they're mutually contradictory. And therefore, afilu lamachar, even on the next day, you shouldn't pick a different opinion. Stick with one opinion. However, you certainly shouldn't follow on the same day both opinions. In other words, you daven mincha after plaga mincha and mariv before shkia. That is not allowed. As the Mechaber himself says, Shima osik rabbanon mispala mincha d'alayla. If you want to follow the rabbanon and daven mincha up until nighttime, shuvein yochel ispala arvis miplaga mincha l'malah, then you can't go and daven mariv early. And if you're going to go daven like Rav Yehuda and daven mariv after plaga mincha, You have to be careful. Don't daven mincha at that same time. In other words, don't do what we call a pure taita d'sasri, davening both in the same time period. As the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot Zayin, ela kodim plag dafku. You have to daven mincha before plag mincha, marav after plag mincha, or mincha before shkia and marav after shkia. That concludes today's shir.